Hello and welcome to GamerCast episode 235. Catherine is out. This is the show recorded on the 13th of February, 2011. Hello, I'm your host. My name is Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is Catherine.
Hello!
Yellow. Just an explanation on the title.
Yes.
It's called Catherine is Out, not because Catherine is dead or something.
Oh my god, that's really mean.
The game Catherine is Out later this week, so.
17th.
Yeah, precise. Fun. Of course, not in the UK, in Japan.
Japan land.
Now for the news.
Okay, so to start off this week, a brief shout out to someone who's pretty darn cool, Yu Suzuki, who Paul may not know who he is, but he helped work on stuff like Space Harrier and Outrun and Shenmue. No?
What about?
He worked on Virtua Fighter as well. He's done lots. He was on that Ferrari game as well, I think. Ferrari F355
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, whatever. So and some Ace guy, Combat, some Sega guy.
And he's being given the Pioneer Award at the GDC Awards.
So, Dinnendal.
GDC's in a couple of weeks.
Dinnendal won loads of awards the other day.
But I think that's pretty cool because even though he's kind of left the games industry now, he's getting some recognition for some of the really cool games that he worked on.
Oh, really? What's this about Nintendogs and cats?
So this was just me mentioning the fact that I found out recently... you get like a little augmented reality.
This is those card things, yes. And you look at it with the camera. And
so the one thing I'm not sure about is whether it works. So if a card is, it has to be the card somehow. The DS can differentiate the card. I just said the card so many times. Differentiate the card between other cards, or if it's just the fact of what you've got selected at the time. So they've got a special little thing now, which they've now kind of announced for Nintendogs, which is
Nintendogs
with
and cats
with an AR card, putting it in front of the camera. You can then have a little dog appear. I'm not sure if the breed depends on which Nintendogs copy you've bought.
So basically,
like
you get a card, or they do cards, and if you look at it with the thing, you can see a dog jumping about.
Yeah.
And that way, if you put it on your face, it'll be jumping about on your face.
Yes.
And then you
can
see
and
it
you
without
can teach
a mirror.
Tricks and stuff like that.
Whatever.
As well as that, they've also said you're able to take pictures. You can take pictures of your little dog on the AR card, so you could put it on your friend's face, take a picture of it, and laugh. But you can't get those pictures off your 3DS, although you are able to take pictures.
Yeah, surely you can just output a 2D picture as a JPEG like you would on a normal DS.
So the AR thing doesn't save it in the same places that you put normal photos in, apparently.
Well, that's stupid, isn't
it?
You know, alright. Well, they should at least output the 3D file and then maybe make a viewer application available for Windows,
so
which will just, you know, red and green it or whatever technologies that are common.
But yeah, they've also said that you're able to take pictures of your games as well. Not necessarily if this is every game, but at the moment it's with Nintendogs they've announced. And so you can take pictures of your cats or dogs wearing craziness.
All right, that's
and
fun.
Stuff like that. And then you can share those with your friends. But whether that means you can take them off, I don't know.
Okay. THQ have announced that the Dawn of War Retribution beta will start.
Soon. Anyone who's bought a Dawn of War game through Steam or has registered a Dawn of War product on Steam will be automatically given access to the beta.
Beta.
Yes.
Do we know when this is... it's currently planned to... It's running up until February 24th, apparently. Yeah. And then they'll decide what to do with it, I suppose.
You can also sign up for access on the THQ Dawn of War kind of community thing as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool.
Sims 3 3DS has been...
It's a release title. I must say, looking at it, it doesn't look too bad. You actually get to do your Sims as well. I don't know. I thought that.
You know.
And I looked at some screenshots and I was like, well, that's like Sims 3. And it was cute because on the touchscreen you've got like a top-down view of your house. And you click on places to just automatically bring the camera over to that area of the house.
Oh, yeah.
And as well as that, it's using Street Pass, is it? I think that's what they call it. Yeah, Street Pass.
Street Pass, what's that?
That's the... kind of the 3DS talking to each other stuff. So, like with Street Fighter 4, if you've got your 3DS asleep or whatever, and someone you walk by someone with theirs asleep. Oh, okay, you were doing that. I thought you were saying you were bored. If you, there's two 3DSs asleep.
I would just said it, but there was asleep, and so you, I'm snoring and making my little noises.
And if you've got Street Fighter 4, as in, I'm guessing in your 3DS at the time, you will then have your Street Fighter fight with someone else's Street Fighter. And
even if it's turned off.
And it has to be on sleep mode.
Right, so sleep mode actually has Wi-Fi on.
Something like that.
Well, that's stupid. The battery will be dead in 2 hours.
Well, it's this Street Pass stuff.
All right, whatever.
But so, like, Nintendogs does it too, and Sims does it, but in the fact that you can... You've just scrolled all the way down. Thank you. It will communicate with other people's ones so that you can trade Sims.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Here you go. Have a
so retire. You can make a crappy-looking Sim and be like, hey, I want that Sim of yours. I'll give you this amazing Sim and pawn them off with some crap.
In reality, no one will use it. Marvel vs. Capcom 3 is out. It is out this week.
Out Friday.
And they're doing a fight stick for it, which is a stick.
A tournament stick, yeah.
That Adam tried to make.
Sadly, Gaming Zap have announced that they're not going to be coming out over here. Because they've been announced... Well, they've been announced and shown and all this other craziness on the internet. And, like, Capcom Unity, these Marvel vs. Capcom 3 special edition tournament sticks. Sadly, they won't be coming out in the UK because of licensing reasons. And Gaming Zap have been trying their best to get the sticks, but sadly, they won't come out here.
Who cares?
Well, people who like this kind of stuff will
but there's
care.
Plenty of other fighting sticks people
There are plenty
buy.
Of other fighting sticks.
Arcade, whatever. Why are they even called fight sticks?
Because it's got a stick.
Back in my day, they were just big controllers.
But yeah, so it's a shame. You will be able to import them, of course, but they're usually pretty darn expensive, and that means you get customs on top as well, and... all that craziness. So yeah, that's a shame for anyone out there who wanted to get one.
More serious news, yeah. Activision is shedding loads of staff. So they're cancelling quite a lot of things. They're basically shutting down the studio who does Guitar Hero, so they've all been laid off.
And say similar with the DJ Hero guys.
Well, yeah, all the Hero people.
They're UK-based as well.
Yeah, so basically all their music Hero stuff is being shut down.
Yeah, so Vicarious Visions and Freestyle Games. I'm just saying the names of them.
Don't interrupt, yo. The people.
Okay.
Don't know their names because I don't met them
except
all, yo. So yeah, they're basically stopping doing all those games. It's not, you know, precluding the possibility of them whipping a future game out, but they're not going to be yearly titles churned out all the time.
So don't expect a Guitar Hero, a DJ Hero, or any kind of Tony Hawk game this year.
Oh, Tony Hawk's as well, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, well, they haven't said they've, like, gotten rid of people, but they've said there won't be a Tony Hawk game coming out this year. They've also said they're focusing purely on, what was it? Call of Duty, World of Warcraft, and StarCraft. Blizzard have also said, well, Activision Blizzard, have said they've only got two... Was it one game coming out? No. I can't remember. They said how many games they're releasing. Or was it they're not releasing a game this year? But there'll be two next year.
Well, no, that's Blizzard, isn't it?
Yeah, that was Blizzard.
That's Blizzard specifically.
Yeah, but they're... Oh, yeah, yeah.
Activision
are part of
games,
other.
Aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think it's silly that they're cancelling all this stuff and then announcing some horrible-looking stuff that we're going to talk about later.
What have they announced? I want to hear
remember
about it now.
Remember I showed you the picture?
I want to hear about it now.
Do you remember? And I said it looked like someone smashed him in the face.
No, I really don't remember that.
But yeah, so they're going to focus on Call of Duty because that's where they see all the money is.
A bit more L.A. Noir noise.
Noise?
Yep. Apparently some gritty crime thriller is more than a pretty face. So it says here. Yeah, so this is a game where they've basically done fancy facial capture, and basically the whole game is just people's faces animating. The rest of the game you can discard because they've spent no time on it.
Paul, so as we announced like a few weeks ago or whatever, it's officially coming out May 17th, and they've now released a gameplay trailer explaining exactly what you do in the game, because nothing had been explained before.
Basically, it's sort of a crime. Well, you're trying to solve things, and you have to find out if people are lying to you or not, and stuff like that. So you're looking at their face to see if they're lying.
Yeah.
I'd just be like, everyone's lying. Let's shoot everyone.
So as well as the kind of crime CSI kind of aspect to it, there is also like action. So think GTA style. Shooting, chasing in cars, but a bit more advanced than GTA, because chasing over fences and stuff like that. But then I'm not sure if that'd just be on a button press or not.
But that's not going to be like the entire game. The main thing is obviously going to be development of the plot.
And yeah.
How people's faces can do this.
So everything apparently is inspired by real world cases, and of course LA has been replicated as much as they can, because with the main dude being from the Getaway team, I'm sure he's influenced that quite a bit.
Oh yeah, the Getaway, legendary.
To try and get LA looking as much as it did back then. As well as that, there's no missions or levels, it's cases, which are on your desk at the police station. So you pick up a case and you start working on it.
What? I'm not playing gangster, like.
And then within each case, you get multiple things. So, like, there'll be certain people you have to question. I know. Certain people you have to question. Certain places you have to go find clues and evidence at. And, like, action and all that kind of stuff. One thing I will say, though, after watching those the video, which I recommend everyone watch. Mm-hmm. When he picks up an item and he looks at it, it's like Shenmue. He holds it exactly the same as Ryu does. And I just saw it, I was just like, that just makes me think of Shenmue. But it looks pretty cool. I'm looking forward to seeing how it plays and just playing it. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Oh, and all the cases, even though they're kind of to do with different things here and there, they all kind of give you information to the main plot.
Mm-hmm.
And the main thing that's going on down in LA. So that's pretty cool.
Yep.
Mass Effect 3 news. Jack Wall will not be doing... Well, he may not be doing any of the soundtrack this time around, because he's done it for the first two. But they've now got Clint Mansell on board, who is awesome, because he did the soundtrack for Pi and pretty much all of Darren Aronofsky's other films.
Okay.
You watched Pi.
I have no idea what that is.
You watched Pi, remember? No, go back up.
No, I don't remember.
Pi, the weird black and white film with the guy trying to figure out Pi. As in the mathematical pi.
Why would you have a guy equation trying to figure it out? He'd build a computer.
No, he was trying to match pi up to something else. And then Jewish people got involved and he drill in the head. And you don't remember ants, little ants climbing over his computer.
No.
I made you watch it. Last time I asked you if you remembered it, you remembered it. Either way, so he's doing some of the soundtrack or all of the soundtrack. It was mentioned in an interview he had about doing the soundtrack for Black Swan. And he then spoke a bit about Mass Effect, so obviously he's on Mass Effect 3 now. He also did the soundtrack for Moon. You saw Moon? Remember that?
No.
We watched it in there.
If you tell me what it is, I might remember it.
It was a dude to do with clones. I'm not spoiling stuff. And there's a big, big kind of computer thing that moved around, and he had a smiley face or a sad face.
I remember Gertie. I remember something to do...
And you complained because it was dark on one side or something like
that. Oh, yeah, the thing and with the Jurassic Park guy in it.
Jurassic Park guy in it?
Was that film?
No.
No? Oh, am I thinking of another film?
I don't know what you're thinking of right now, Paul. But yeah, he did the...
Oh, no, that was what was I watching with the Dead Space film?
Oh, Event Horizon.
Yeah, that's the one with the Jurassic Park.
That wasn't set on the moon, though.
No, but I don't know.
Moon set on the moon.
I remember a computer. It was a square computer which sort of hung from the ceiling, I think. And it had just a screen on it where it had happy and smiley faces on it. I remember that. And then I remembered a bit where he was outside and he found himself or something.
Yeah, it was a big computer that walked around. Well, moved around, though. It wasn't from a...
It wasn't from the ceiling. Oh, well, okay.
But he did go around and then... Yeah. He also did the soundtrack for Doom. As in the film. Well, you know he did the normal soundtrack for Doom, don't you? But yeah, so no. I think that's pretty cool, because Clint Mansell's not bad. So.
Let's talk about The Walking Dead, because this game is definitely going to be totally revolutionary and everything.
So there's now a game coming out second quarter of this year, which is a point-and-click adventure game that uses 3D-ness.
Yes, another one of these sort of German point-and-click games that we've seen lately.
It gives you 3D glasses with it, so I guess you don't need the NVIDIA stuff. But it's used to help you see more.
Oh. NVIDIA stuff? What do you mean, NVIDIA stuff?
It doesn't use the NVIDIA stuff that NVIDIA have done.
So it's doing its own thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
I think it's a nice idea. Sadly, the game looks a little old and dated. Mainly in the fact that the female protagonist, there you go, the female protagonist looks a little stereotypical, let's put a woman in a game.
Cool, that's what we like to see.
I was just like, but yeah, so it's a point and click that uses 3D. So I think it's kind of, it's a cool idea, and it'd be nice if it could then transition into other things. Are you going to look? You might want to search for game.
I know how to search on the internet, so I'm just using Ask Jeeves here. It's cool. I'm assuming
that's it was the one below.
Whatever. Blues News is cool. Remember Blues News?
No. That's what she looks like.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that? Click on that.
This isn't very good for our listeners.
I know. Look at a screenshot. Look down here below. Look at her in that top on there. She doesn't fit in at all. Look at it.
You're right, she doesn't. But that's not because the character's bad. It's just they stand
out.
Well,
yeah, they haven't made the same person who's made the character hasn't made the environment.
Well, not even that. She just seems to stand out from that.
Yeah. It's a nice idea, though, and I think it could be cool. Because, of course, there was, like, that kind of thing they made for the DSi where...
Yeah, yeah.
It had show depth, and the thought of that in an adventure game could work really well.
Mm-hmm.
Although, of course, if you think of something like... Because when you've got glasses like that, it might be okay, but if you then think of if the 3DS had a point and click that would do that, it wouldn't work so well, because, of course, with the tilt sensor, it screws it all up.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, quick shout out to Yars Revenge. It's actually looking kind of cool. Did you ever play Yars Revenge? You didn't, did you? It was on the Atari 2600, but you didn't have one of those. No. I don't know if it went on anything else.
Back in my day, yeah.
Was it not on the Archimedes?
We didn't have a computer. We had a stone, and if we were lucky, we had a stick.
Uh huh. Okay, so Yars Revenge is totally. So it's coming out for like 360 and PS3 and stuff. It's not anything along the lines of what the original was. But it's actually looking pretty cool.
So we have a screenshot for
it. Yeah, we've got a screenshot for it. If you search on the internet, you can find it. So it's kind of like on-rail shooter style, like Space Harrier, kind of, you move yourself around the screen and shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like what Kid Icarus is doing at the moment as well. And I think it could be kind of cool. So I'm just going to say that. And I look forward to a gameplay video.
The Balls of Steel edition for Duke Nukem Forever has been announced. This is out May, isn't it?
Yeah, May 3rd.
So the Balls of Steel edition comes with postcards, a radioactive emblem sticker, a collectible comic book, a foldable papercraft, poker chips. Oh, everyone's having poker chips lately. Sod off, we've got enough of them. Mini card deck, some dice which are radioactive apparently. 100-page book about Duke Nukem and the art of it, and you know, the usual sort of jib jab.
A limited edition certificate as well.
What a certificate?
You missed out one of the biggest things that it's got though.
Yeah, I'm saving that for last.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you'd saved it till last or not. Okay. Aren't you gonna say?
No, forget you ruined it now.
Paul, do you want to say what it has with it?
It comes with his face.
Well, it's a bust.
Okay, it comes with his head.
And his shoulders.
And shoulders of some sort of ass-kicking bloke, apparently. I assume this is this guy called Bitterman from Quake 2. I don't know who else they could possibly be talking about. But okay, it comes with the guy from Quake 2.
So this is actually like £100. I'm not buying it.
I'm not buying it. It's Duke rubbish.
I never liked Duke Nukem.
Shut up.
I know lots of people do.
No, no one likes it.
Really?
But back in the day, yeah, me and my PC gamer bros, we would never play that terrible game because we would play far superior games like Doom 2, Quake 1, Quake 2, heck, even Lemmings.
Okay.
Let's talk about Final Fantasy IV.
Yep.
The complete collection, which is coming out on the PSP. In the next few months, I do believe.
Yep, in the next few months. So they're doing, like they did with Final Fantasy 1 and 2, kind of like a little rejigging for the PSP.
Remake for the PSP.
So they make it look nicer.
Makes the money.
Shadows, make it look prettier. And it means then more people can play Final Fantasy 4. Because, of course, not everyone would have bought the Final Fantasy 4 in...
In the olden days.
Well, they re-released 4 on the PS1. But, of course, not everyone had access to buying that. So.
Say, did you have a PS1 to an 8-year-old? He's like, what? What's this, Sharky and George?
Sharky and George. That would be awesome, though. How about we make a Sharky and George game?
I don't think we'll have the rights to do that.
Damn it. That's true. I'm sure... Oh, no, it's not that old. That would be mega cool, though. Shantae, Risky's Revenge.
Okay, Shantae and George, same thing.
So, there was a GBA game that came out years ago called Shantae. Shantae. I can't remember what the first one was called.
Was it not just Shantae?
I'm not... Maybe, yeah. But they've now finally done a sequel to it, because lots of people... Well, it was, like, a really well-received game, but I never really knew much about it. It was a GBA game, and it came out, I don't know, in the middle of the GBA, maybe near the end of the GBA. What are you doing? But everyone's wanted a sequel to it. Everyone who was a fan of the original. And they've finally done that, and it's out on DSiWare now, and is 1,200 points. That's 12 quid. In Nintendo land. How much is 1,200 on 360? Like a tenner?
£10.
Yeah. So
£9.99.
It's 12 quid. And you can play a game with Shantae again. And it's, of course, on DSi. So it's nice to put it back on a handheld. She has, like, this big hair. And she's not wearing that much. She looks kind of cute. But, yeah. So that's good for people who were fans of the original. Next up... a brief mention to a Windows Phone 7 game that is out now.
Oh, what?
Traffic Cop.
Yeah.
So this is made by... Oh, what were they called?
Captain Epic and his epic Sharky and George Tales from Under the Sea.
Not exactly. Anyway, so I'll find out the name of what he puts his games up as. But it's called Traffic Cop. And what you do is... there's a crossing, so you've got a road and a road crossing each other, and you've got to get the cars to not bump into each other and collide.
Mm-hmm.
So it's your job to click on, well, press on them on the screen to stop them, or you can flick them to make them go faster. But you can't move, you can't stop emergency vehicles that go by, and you also get tanks that go by as well. So it's to stop head-on collisions.
Because I see tanks on the streets a lot.
Well, this is a game, isn't it?
Bloody
game. But yeah, so I had a play of it this morning, and it was quite addictive until it got really, really hard, and I was like,
is it free?
It's free. It's absolutely free. All of this guy's games are free. I'm just finding out his thing when I can get some internet. Well, actually, I'm just connected to the Wi-Fi. Oh, okay.
Is it this guy?
Yeah, Albert Perez.
Which I already had on my screen.
Yes, you already had it on your screen. Albert Perez. He's also done some pretty awesome games as well that I was checking out earlier. Because I already had one which was Impossible Shooter.
I like the Tower Defense one, Scribble Defense.
Yeah, he's done Scribble Defense, which is pretty cool because it's a nice, normal Tower Defense game.
But it's like scribbled on paper.
Yes. He's also done this game that I just played called Quantra.
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 Quadra.
Quadra. I called it Quantra to you before, Quadra. And what you've got is you've got a core on the screen, and it's a dual touch shooter, and you have to shoot the enemies before they get to your core. And oh my god, it got hard. But I look forward to playing it some more, because I didn't realise, I'd forgotten it was dual touch. And then he's also...
Windows Phone 7, all devices require at least 4 points of multi-touch.
Oh, really? He's also done, like, Nom Nom Worm and Fishing Girl.
That looked a bit... Well, what put me off with that was the picture of it, the icon.
Yeah, I saw that originally. I was like, what is that? But what it is, it's just like Snake... but you're tilting the phone around to move
him. Oh, so it's just a snake clone, isn't it?
But you get enemies and you're eating fruit. I thought it was pretty cool. But yeah, so there's some cool Windows Phone 7 games that are free. I've also been playing another few awesome games.
The trouble is, there's too many games, really.
There are too many. That's why I'd never seen his games out there before.
Look, there's just dozens and dozens of the things released every day, so it's like...
And if you want to look at free ones, you know, there's loads of them. Loads of them are crap, but there's loads of... small, nice little good ones too.
The trouble is finding the good ones amongst all the jib-jab.
Especially when sometimes the thumbnails aren't that great looking.
No.
Anyways.
By thumbnails, you mean screenshots.
Yeah, that's right. For that Traffic Cop, they were a bit... the screenshots didn't really explain much. But it's free, so I'm just like, download, play. Oh, that's pretty cool. Next up. It's like, what's the point of that? Toilet paper touch.
2 stars.
That's a screenshot? I could make that.
That's their only screenshot by the look of it. Pointless game. Have more fun doing it myself. What? Funny game, now working on Mozart. Terrible sensitivity on its rubbish. I don't. What are you supposed to do?
I don't know. Play with toilet paper. Who knows?
You're
unrolling
having
toilet
this
paper.
Crazy impulse to drag the toilet. Oh, so you basically unroll the toilet paper.
It says it's an online leaderboard to see how fast you can do it.
Yeah.
Well, there's lots of that kind of stuff up on there, isn't there? More important.
At least it's not
well,
Android.
I'd say more importantly, but his games are pretty cool, so I recommend you check him out if you've got a WP7 phone. Xbox Live House. What? Xbox Live Arcade House Party, which is what they're calling between February and March for Xbox Live Arcade. They've got some awesome games coming out, and they've announced the date and prices of everything. They have said, however, that the prices and dates are always likely to change, just to keep themselves covered in case anything does slip or change price. But they've got coming out between the 16th of February and the 16th of March. So 16th of Feb, is that next week? That is, isn't it? Oh shit.
What?
Sorry.
You will be.
Between the 16th of February, which is this, is it Wednesday Xbox Live comes out, or is it Tuesdays?
Wednesdays.
I always forget whether it's Tuesday or Wednesday, and then I get hyped up and then remember there's another day until a game comes out. So on Tuesday this week, they've got Hard Corps Uprising coming out, which is a sequel to Contra Hard Corps. This is coming out for 1,200 Microsoft points and is a 2D side-scroller.
Mm-hmm.
Then they've got the week
Bejeweled
after
Blitz
that.
Live.
Yep, Bejeweled Blitz Live on the 23rd of February for 800 points, which is a Bejeweled game, of course.
Beyond Good and Evil HD.
Yeah, so a
800 points.
HD remake of Beyond
Good
and
Evil,
which is pretty cheap if you ask me. 800 points.
It's not too bad, really.
It's a big game. So I think that's pretty cool. Then they've got Torchlight coming out on the 9th of March for 1,200 points. I will probably be buying this because then I can play it on 360 and get achievements. Because I've been playing on PC. Well, I played it on PC a bit, didn't I? And I quite liked it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I played that. I liked it. Even though I paid like £2 for it on PC. Thanks to Steam sales. And then finally, on the 16th of March, they got Full House Poker coming out, which is 800 points. We talked about that previously, how it's got small integration between Xbox Live and Windows Phone 7, and it's like playing poker with lots of people in tournaments and stuff.
Great.
Yeah. But they've got... So I'm looking forward to two of those. Beyond Good and Evil and Torchlight.
A sequel to Darkness is coming out.
Yes.
This is called Darkness 2.
Surprisingly.
So this is out on 360, PlayStation 3. It's out, when is it? Later this year?
Fall this year.
Yeah, later this year.
Yep.
If you like the Darkness, I'd imagine you'd like this.
Yeah, Starbreeze, however, aren't making it anymore.
Sean is playing the Darkness at
the moment. Yeah, because Starbreeze made the original. That is now being made by Digital Extremes, who are the developers of Dark Sector.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do with that.
Spyro looks like he's been run over by a truck.
Yes, he does. So Activision announced, like, a couple of days after their scrapping off loads of people and scrapping projects. Oh yeah, they cancelled True Crime. I forgot that.
Oh well, big deal.
Still, those poor developers who had spent however long on that, they've now wasted all their time because Activision cancelled it.
Well, it's not really wasting time since they get paid for the work they did on it. It's Activision wasting money.
Yeah.
They should have cancelled it straight away.
Yeah, but all those poor people can't say that they've made this game now because this game has been cancelled.
I worked on the game which was cancelled.
Yeah. You're not supposed to do that though.
Tough.
That's how you get people posting stuff on Kotaku about games that have been cancelled when they shouldn't. Mm.
Are we talking about how Spyro looks like an ugly monster now?
I was just taking a very small sip of my drink. So, there's a new Spyro game coming out called Skylanders Spyro's Adventure. So, notice firstly, Spyro is not the first word in that name.
Well, wasn't it The Legend of Spyro anyway?
True. But what the hell, Skylanders?
I don't know. Maybe it's sponsored by Skylanders Honey and Nut Drink.
So, not only is it just a game, they're making toys that go along with it.
Yep, they're really milking it.
Yeah.
I really don't know why, because Spyro, let's face it, it doesn't have much of a following because they've not done any games for ages.
Spyro was great on the PS1. It started going downhill when it went on to PS2. But they were still alright platformers. But this just...
He looks ugly.
I mean, I don't usually complain about games.
It's supposed to look cute.
Yeah, Spyro's always been cute.
Now it looks like a nasty goblin.
He looks like some kind of snake dragon, and all the monsters in it look really horrible as well. But yeah, so you scrolling when I'm looking. Toys R Us are going to be selling the product line, although they're apparently quite excited about doing it.
No, they're not.
But it means, well, they get
more
people.
They're like, what the hell is this rubbish? Activision's condiment to thinking it's a big game franchise.
So, there you go. Because I haven't read any of this, and I just saw Spyro looking horrible. So it's got Spyro in the title to sell it, but you can control over 30 different characters, including Spyro. I always used to buy a Spyro game when it would come out. I'm not buying that now.
New Call of Juarez game
Juarez
coming out. The Cartel. This is now summer time sort of time frame this year
on Xbox 360, Windows, and PS3. So this is set in modern times.
Really?
Yeah.
That's modern.
Yeah, they're saying it in modern times.
So what? It's just a hobo who hasn't kept up with technology and civilization, or what?
So, it's set in present day, and they're trying to still make sure it's all Wild Westy. But it's in modern day LA, and you go through California, and you end up going in Mexico as well to
Juarez.
Yeah. So Ubisoft are looking forward to making it modern times.
So wait. Would it be fair to call this Call of Juarez Modern Warfare?
That's a bit mean, because we don't know what it's like.
Yeah, but isn't Modern Warfare a good thing?
Maybe.
Well, there you go.
Okay. But yeah, so they're changing the characters, changing the scene, and there's going to be loads announced in electronic... Is it EGM or EMG? Electronic Gaming Monthly, I always thought it was.
Mm-hmm. What about Dinnendow's weekly magazine about the activity of Dinnendow? Okay. You can find it on the WoW Armory.
But yeah, they've shown the box art so far, which, to be fair, doesn't look like it's in modern times that much, except for that dude with the sunglasses, who looks a bit dodgy. But then again, he could be from any time. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Except he's got sunglasses.
Yeah. finally on the news this week, Dream Trigger 3D has been announced, which is a new 3DS title.
Oh, this is a 3DS thing.
Yes, it is a 3DS thing. Made by D3. Well, developed by D3, and I looked up their name earlier. I think it was saying, like, it was an Arc. No. Anyway, it's made by a small company in Japan.
They claim it will hypnotise people.
So it's kind of along the lines of, like, E3, as in Every Extend Extra.
Oh, yeah, that's
E4
cool.
Or E4 as well. And it's top-down, and it's kind of like an arcade shooter. Oh. And they say it's explosive, so similar to E4 and E3. Because, of course, they've got
explosions. That's the visual style.
Yeah, that's the kind of visual style they're going for. I was hunting all over the net for a gameplay trailer, but there's no trailer for it as of yet. There's only screenshots. Which is really annoying, because from them saying that, I'm like, well, I want Every Extreme Extra Extend on the 3DS now.
Great, thanks a lot, people.
Yeah.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
Okay, last week everybody would have heard the following. I believe Catherine said, I don't know.
No, but it still sounds really familiar. And
it was the Skyrim trailer played by some guy on YouTube called Teo.
So we were still along the lines of Skyrim.
Yeah, well, it's got the Elder Scrolls melody bit in it.
Yeah,
so.
But that's why it sounded familiar then.
Yeah. So congrats to nobody, because nobody got it right, which means everyone sucks.
That's a bit mean.
Well, I'm really surprised, because surely everyone's heard that within the last couple of months.
Yeah, I watched
it
a few times.
No offense, people. Not offense, yo. Well, the trouble is, I know a lot of people haven't listened to last week's episode because they're lazy. If you haven't listened to last week's episode before we're recording this, you're behind the times, yo.
Behind the times.
You need to get with it. Congrats to nobody. This week we've got something maybe less... I don't know. It depends. This is what we've got this week. Any guesses?
Any clues?
It's a game. It's old.
It's in a series, isn't it?
It's on multiple platforms. And there are multiple games in the series.
So, I have a pretty good idea of what it is.
Oh, really?
But I may have the number wrong.
Yeah, really.
So, I think it might be SimCity 2000.
Oh, really?
But it could actually be Sim... I don't think that sounds good enough for SimCity. No, I think that sounds too good for SimCity. So, I think it's SimCity 2000.
Okay, you think it's SimCity 2000?
Yeah, but it sounds really familiar.
Well, it could be. Obviously, the answer will be revealed next week.
New releases this week.
Okay, there's a couple of games coming out this week.
Yep.
Pucker's Race for Kisses, you may have seen on the website lately.
Yes, this is actually coming out on Monday, on Valentine's Day.
I don't get it.
Not usually like a Friday.
I don't get it.
Okay, so the story is, you got little Pucker, who's this little kind of Asian girl.
Right, can we change it from Pucker to Captain Retard?
This is Korean, they called it Pucker.
It's a silly name, let's call him Captain Retard.
And then there's I think his name's Garu.
Let's call him Captain Planet. And then we can have the Heart Kid for Valentine's Day, and we can all feel sorry for the retard kid.
You've got this little girl who's obsessed with this little boy, and the point of the game is you're constantly chasing him.
Great,
and
just
then
what I need.
If you get to him at the end of the level, they kiss...
Well, great.
She forces a kiss on him.
Oh, so in other words, the kid's being raped by another kid.
Wait, don't say that.
It's a kiss.
It's a kiss. That's
what it
all.
Sounds like.
Just a kiss. Just a kiss. That's all. It's like just the little boy's really shy. But yeah, so you're just all the levels are
sexual assault, or whatever it is, isn't it?
You're chasing this little boy. Who she really,
if
really
it,
likes.
If it was the other way around, if it was a boy chasing a girl, then we'd hear nothing. We'd hear no end to it.
Anyway, so that's coming out for Valentine's Day. It's also got like little mini games in there as well.
Yeah, I realise.
And a few other little bits and bobs. It's also coming out for WiiWare as well. But
yes,
it's
we
coming
can see
out-
how fast Tim can kiss all the boys. Is that one of the mini games?
No.
It'd be better if it was.
Anyway, yeah, so that's coming out. Yes, it's pretty weird a game coming out. Well, not so weird a game coming out on Monday, maybe. But even weirder that it's coming out specifically on Valentine's Day.
What platforms is this on?
Nintendo Wii.
Oh, yeah, you said it was...
Yeah, so this is the first Pucker game for the Wii. There is also a DS Pucker game being made and published... Well, it's being published by Rising Star.
All right.
But yeah, so that's cute for if you want to get a game to play with your boyfriend or girlfriend. Because it's got two-player stuff as well.
Great.
Yeah. Where you take control of either the little boy and the little girl... And so if you take control of the little boy, you've got to constantly run away.
Right.
Yeah.
Marvel vs. Capcom 3, Fate of Two Worlds. Words would be a better title.
Worlds.
yeah, this is out on Friday, and apparently you can beat people up with Spider-Man. Not to be confused with Batman. Is Superman one of these people?
No, he's a DC guy.
He's a DC person.
So
who the hell are these Marvel people?
Any Marvel characters.
Isn't that those, what are they called? The people like the guy, the Freddy Krueger man.
What?
The X-Men
people. Oh, Wolverine,
people.
Yeah. X-Men, Marvel.
Yeah.
Then you got... So,
and the Capcom's like the fighting Street Fighter people.
Yeah, so you got Street Fighter people, you got like people from Resident Evil, Lost Planet. Like they had Frank West in
but
Captain
America
versus
Capcom. But it doesn't
Capcom.
Have Batman or Superman.
No, because they're DC.
So, I don't see. So no one why like does a game like this not have those people? Yeah, if you've got Spider-Man, you should have the Batman and the Superman.
That's why you've got... what was it? Mortal Kombat versus DC?
There's a game like that! Oh, wait, Mortal Kombat's rubbish.
But yeah, so finally, Marvel vs. Capcom 3 is coming out. It seems really weird that it's already coming out.
Fate of Two Worlds. The first word is Marvel. The second word is Capcom.
You should recommend them change the title. Just be like, halt the production. I think you should change the title.
I don't get it. Where's Spider-Man? Oh, wait. Where's Superman?
He's not in Marvel.
Why?
Because he's owned by
maybe,
different people.
Maybe Adam can explain this to me. And I'll let Ashley, and maybe not.
Anyway, with Marvel vs. Capcom 3, have a search on the internet if you want to pre-order it, because from every retailer, there's a different t-shirt you can get.
Oh. But they're not doing something stupid where you get different characters with different retailers.
No, it's just you get a different t-shirt.
That bugs me when that happens.
You also can get a steelbook on Play, although no one's actually doing a special edition in the UK, which is a bit annoying. But yeah, so that's pretty cool. If you like your...
if you like your non-Superman and or Batman in your game, this may be the game for you.
And you like the Street Fighter 4 star.
And Freddy Krueger.
Wolverine.
Back in my day, we didn't have this Wolverine, man.
Wolverine's been around for a while.
We had Freddy Krueger.
Uh-huh. Yes. Next up, a cool release, which is Death Smiles Deluxe Edition.
Oh, is that game...
Rising Star releasing.
Yeah,
it's a shmup.
Oh yeah, that's the shmup.
But it's a side-scrolling shmup. It's not it's not vertical.
Then it's not a shmup. It's just a shmup.
Shoot 'em up.
Yeah, a shmup is where it goes up.
Shoot 'em up.
Shmup. A shmup.
So what do you want to call it? A shmoo.
Let's just go on to the next game.
So this is pretty cool because this came out in Japan a while back, and we're finally getting a release over here. This is one of Cave's shooters. And hopefully, if this does successfully, Rising Star will bring other Cave shooters over.
Oh, really?
It's got three versions in it. It's got the original arcade version, the Xbox 360 arcade version, conversion even, and version 1.1, which has been designed specifically for the Xbox 360.
1.1 gives us a lot of hope.
It's also got a two-player co-op mode where you can join in with a friend via local or Xbox Live. And as well as that, what's pretty cool is... it's different to your usual side-scrolling because you shoot both ways. So you have enemies come from the left and come from the right. So you have, I'm sure when I played it, something comes up and says, they're coming from the left, you're coming from the right.
That's like that. In Dune 2,
yeah.
Where it said, enemy unit approaching from the south.
Oh, yeah.
And then gradually, as the levels progress, that stops happening. So obviously they thought, hang on, this is way too hard for us to actually code in where the unit is attacking from.
Yeah.
Enemy unit approaching from the north.
But yeah, so if you may have noticed, I called it a deluxe edition. That's because you get the official soundtrack for the game and what is called a desktop accessory pack, which has like stuff on it to put on your computer. So like wallpapers and stuff.
Great.
Originally when it was called a desktop accessory pack, I was like, awesome, something to put on my desktop, maybe a figure, but sadly not. But that's pretty cool. It retails like £20.
Yes.
It's very cheap. Next up, we've got The Mysterious Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, which is a DS game. This is kind of like...
is this supposed to be Doctor?
Yes. Oh, sorry, I put D-Y. Oh.
It's like D-Y?
Doctor.
Don't you mean DJ?
DJ. DJ Jekyll.
I'm DJ Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
So, it's just a little DS game, which is kind of adventure-based, but it's got mini-games and stuff like that.
Okay, so it's like Professor Layton.
Not as good as Professor Layton.
But it's the same sort of game? Like a puzzle game?
Yeah, they say it's a puzzle game. Of course, it's hard to tell what they mean when they say...
yeah, because a lot of these mystery case things, you're not sure if it's just hidden objects.
Yeah, because it may have hidden objects, but nothing is said either.
One of the main sort of PC games out this week is Tanker Truck Simulator.
Yes. You can actually buy this for £10 from game.
Yeah, so like I said, £10, can't go wrong. It does, however, not come with a Yorkie bar.
No, it does not.
And the Yorkie bar I did have has gone missing.
Yeah. So tankers is in what? Oil tankers, is it? Is
that oil or milk tankers, I suppose.
Sugar?
I don't know, maybe.
I'm quoting The Simpsons here.
Who cares what's in the back of it? It's all the same shape, isn't it?
Okay. But yes, yeah, so it'll be similar to the other kind of truck kind of simulators.
Only where it's a tanker.
Yeah. Except it's a huge tanker, and you've got to then do successful deliveries to get monies, so you can
hopefully
then...
hopefully it will explode when you go too slow, like the bus that couldn't slow down.
I wonder what happened if you got oil in it and you crash into somewhere.
That's what we need to find out. Explosions. We need to see if it blows up, Terminator style.
But yeah, so that's pretty cool.
Plants vs. Zombies Game of the Year edition is coming out.
Yep.
This is Plants vs. Zombies being re-released to make more money.
Yes, it's got all the stuff in it that everything else has had in it for Plants vs. Zombies, so you're not missing out anymore, and it's in like a tenner.
And this is PC.
Yes, and it's got the music video at the end of it as well.
Okay, and there's also a game called Nickelodeon Fit for the Nintendo Wii.
Yes.
This is a rather silly late game for the Wii, really. I mean, come on, 2011. Wii Fit's been out for, what, 4 years?
Yeah, so...
Except this is obviously designed more for kids.
It is designed for kids.
But Kinect, let's face it. Fitness game, that's where you need to be.
So it uses the balance board and your Wiimote, and you've got to do little games with, like, your favourite Nickelodeon characters, like Dora the Explorer, Diego... Is it Go Diego Go? I can't remember what that's called.
Diego San Andreas. Dora the...
And all these other... Nickelodeon people I've never heard of, because I never had a Nickelodeon channel when I was a kid.
Yeah, we don't like it. But of course,
they're all different now.
It's all, like, their branding is orange. It's either, like, ooh.
Yeah, it's very orange.
Oh, wait, Gamera Cast is orange. Uh-oh. At least ours is a nice shade. But yeah,
so this is
to
try and encourage your kids to do some exercising. Which is always good, to stop them from, you know...
Well, the best way to get them to do exercise is to not buy them a Wii in the first place.
True.
Is to kick them outside and get them to do some football.
But if you're, like, a gamer family... And you want to play games?
Tough. My game, my kids are not allowed to play on my games. They're my games. If I see them messing about with my Lost Planet 2 Ed 209 ripoff, dude, I'm gonna get them.
So, okay. If I ever have kids, I'm raising them as playing games.
Nah, they're playing football.
You play football.
I always played football. Okay. I was out on the street every day kicking a ball.
Did
around.
I? No, I didn't.
That's because you were scared.
I was stuck inside my house.
Family Party 90 Great Games is also available. This is, again, for the Wii.
Yes.
You have to think, all these games should have come out for Christmas.
Yeah, they probably just missed Christmas time.
So this is another one of these sort of multiple games in one
thing. Yeah, so it's
thing.
Got
so it's
loads
got carnival
things.
Game, some sort of track, and it's got running and hurdles and stuff.
Brain games.
So it's basically just a big Playground pile of games all jammed together.
It's like a £15-20 game though, so I'm sure if you want to buy something for your kids to keep them quiet, it'd do the job.
If you like your kids to make hypercubes, which is of course a four-dimensional object, which is why I'm not sure why it's in Bejeweled, but we'll ignore that for the moment. Then they can play Bejeweled Blitz, which is out on
PC. For a tenner.
For a tenner.
Well, they're releasing
this Friday.
This and Plants vs. Zombies on the same day.
So this is PopCap being busy, obviously.
They claim it's high definition. I'm not sure how high definition it is, though. As in, like, what size resolution it plays on.
No, probably 720, same as 360.
Yeah.
Because that's normally
But this is the version you can get on Facebook, and you can actually play with your Facebook friends.
Oh, really?
Or you can play it offline. Also, the PC version comes with 1 million coins to start you off with. I'm not sure what...
Million coins?
So, yeah, it says 1 million coins. So, obviously, that because it was on Facebook, it's on Facebook as well.
It's
there's microtransactions
Facebook
and such. And you'd probably get coins from doing the... Playing the, you know, matching game. But, yeah. So, that's coming out. It's a bit weird, though, that the fact that it's a Facebook game. And you'll be able to get a retail copy.
Gonna make money.
I wonder how you play with Facebook friends. I wonder if maybe you'd sign in.
maybe it's just you put the disc in and it opens a browser and points you to the one on Facebook.
Well, I'd hope not, because it says high definition full screen action. Can't do that on Facebook.
You can. You just zoom in with the browser and F11 to make the browser full screen.
Next up, Magicka is getting a boxed release as well. Magicka recently came out on Steam and sold extremely well because it was like. It was either a tenner or 15 quid or 20 quid or something like that. And it's your usual kind of action adventure.
This is
fantasy.
PC, is it?
Yeah, fancy. Well, I said it came out on Steam, didn't I?
I want this thing to be on. I don't pay attention to this
it's
rubbish.
It's based
podcast.
Around Norse mythology.
Like the Skyrims.
And you take control of a wizard who is having to stop an evil sorcerer. It's got a 4-player co-op as well, which is quite cool. As well as single player, if you want to do it on your own. But it means then lots of people can play together. But yeah, so it's getting a retail copy, a retail
release,
in case you can't buy it on Steam. But I believe it still uses Steam. It may do.
In other news, Chapstick is playing The Elder Scrolls 4 Oblivion.
And trying not to play the main storyline, because it's lame, as he said.
No, and the main storyline, and it's really good.
He said it was lame.
The trouble is, once you start it, you have to finish it, because those annoying Oblivion gates are annoying.
That's why he left it till last. He wrote that on Twitter.
That's why I rapidly finished it all first.
Oh, yeah.
Before anyone spoiled it.
I never finished that.
And then all my subsequent characters never started the main campaign.
I just went around everywhere and explored and did quests that way.
That's the girly way to play a game. You need to do it the man way. You need to do what you're told. Go to Wainham Priory. Get your backside up there to see Joffrey.
They were like, go to this place. I was like, I'm going to walk around here.
Depends on your character.
I'm
going
to go to this village.
Maybe your character doesn't want to do what some dude just told you to do. Yeah. Maybe he's like a rebel, yo.
Anyway, last game coming out this week, which Paul didn't want me to put on the show notes, but I put
it's
it
not out in the UK. I don't know.
It's going to be out in Japan.
We have like 6 listeners in Japan.
Well, I'm not... No, yeah, but we might have listeners who import games. So... Catherine, the game that I have blabbed on about for the past God knows how many episodes.
No one cares about the rubbish game.
I care about it. Anyways, it's coming out on the 17th of February, which is this Thursday.
You hope.
It is. I just won't get it Thursday because it's got to be shipped over from Japan. Anyways, Catherine is out on Thursday. I cannot wait, but I'm going to have to wait until, like, the week after. But hopefully they get it early and it'll get shipped really quickly. Catherine is a puzzle kind of game, like Karushi, but vertical, but less removing of blocks, more climbing of blocks. But that's my only way to describe it to people. It's pretty cool. It's got a great animation, kind of cutscenes done by Studio 4 Degrees, which look awesome, but sadly is all in Japanese. So, you know, you kind of only can understand stuff from... the animation itself, unless you can read Japanese. My Japanese isn't as great as it used to be, at all, annoyingly. But yeah, it looks awesome, and I can't wait for my copy to arrive. If you are thinking of importing it, I do recommend, though, that you will need a Japanese Xbox 360 to be able to play it.
Is that definitely confirmed?
What, that it's not region-free?
Well, definitely confirmed that it is region-locked.
No. The thing is... thing is, you don't want
so
to.
So you just bought a Japanese Xbox without knowing if you're actually going to need one.
Yeah, but there's other games I can buy, which I haven't bought yet. Well, it hasn't been 100% confirmed, but the thing is, I didn't want to leave it up until it came out to then just buy it and then not be able to play it.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, if you're looking forward to it, I recommend picking it up, and if you've got the right stuff to pick.
Oh yeah.
So that's pretty much it for this week.
Is it?
Yeah, that was the last thing on the releases. Yeah.
What? What are you jib-jabbing about?
Well, shall we finish off the show?
I have finished. Okay, I've given up. I'm looking at websites now.
We'll catch everyone next week.
Yeah, we'll see you next week for our funky episode, which will review the awesomely epic game called Marvel vs. Superman.
Yeah.
And or Batman if he shows up. So we can never tell.
Don't forget to send in your letters. Maybe I'll be lucky and Catherine will have come and I'll be playing it and talking about it.
Great.
But it probably won't have, and then I'll have to talk about it on the next week after that show. So send any letters and we will catch you next week. See ya!